Energy Clearing for Life Force, my podcast. And I'm really excited today to share with you some of the pieces of information that showed up for me as I looked at the memory of the late Dr. Martin Luther King. And since, you know, my show loves to be about clearing energy, one of the things that this means in a bigger picture is peace. Because when your energy's clear and your head's clear, you can fathom peace. You can be at peace. You can choose peace. And if you take this sense of like being at peace, and if each of you shifted 10, 15, 20% to be more at peace every day, the entire planet would change. There's thousands of people listening to this show now. Isn't that crazy? And if each of us takes today and shifts deeper into that peace of beingness, that okayness with life, it's kind of elusive because as human beings, you know, as beings in a physical body, we get desires, and then once we have the desire, that can move us kind of out of peace because we want that, or we want that, or we want that, right? A thinner body, or a bigger car, or a different house, or a different husband. Whatever it is that desire is, I'm going to challenge you today to step into peace, even when you can also observe desires. So take a moment and expand your energy out even bigger. Oh, interesting. Oh my goodness. Excuse me. Wow. Sometimes I get waves of energy. I'm never quite clear if it's the energy from people listening to the show or if it's the energy of God working through my being. So let's just take a moment now and acknowledge the power of being at peace and bring in some of the teachings of the late Dr. Martin Luther King and bring those into your being in the sense of seeing all as one and seeing us as a healing being, as they're connecting with healing on the planet. Connecting with unity and love. And having an awareness that while the opposite is true, there is darkness and there is hatred. That's not where we have to put our consciousness. So we can choose to acknowledge the peaceful connectivity of all, the unity of all. Let me see if I have any other messages. I'm just being told, like, do not lose faith. Like, do not lose faith. Whew. Comes up really strongly to really connect with all that is and to be that part of you that is the peaceful, knowing, claircognizant, that part of you that knows. And as you go about your day to day, see if you can look for signs of peace. So that might be a couple holding hands. It might be children playing in a park. It might be seeing people of different colors, different ethnic backgrounds, walking around in one community together at peace. And just see if you can't acknowledge peace in a bigger way, in your own body, in your own mind, in your own heart. And see if you can't see the unity of all mankind now in your mind's eye. And take a moment to hold this peace in your heart. Just hold it there. Yes. And thank you for remembering the late Dr. Martin Luther King with me. I really appreciate you for listening to the show today. I hope you have a most fabulous next coming week. There is a book that I co-wrote with author Deanna Swaim. It was released on Martin Luther King Day in 2019. We've put it at 99 cents if you'd like to get it now. It's got messages from the late Dr. Martin Luther King about peace and unity and how to navigate today's political climate, I guess, or world climate. It's called, I Have a New Dream, Messages of Peace and Unity. You can find it on Amazon by me, Erica Glessing. And the book is beautiful. It's only 30 pages of messages. And we felt very blessed and honored to bring those to life. So go ahead and get that if you'd like, and have a most amazing day.